Welcome to the deep dive. So today we're jumping into something that can feel a little dry on the surface, specialty insurance.
Yeah, it's the kind of paperwork that makes your eyes glaze over.
Exactly. But we've been digging into some policy updates that are actually, really essential if you're involved in hunting leases in any way, as a hunter, a club organizer, or especially as a landowner.
It really is. This is the kind of stuff that moves you from just, having a policy to actually understanding what it does for you. We've been looking at material from the American Hunting Lease Association, specifically their club liability insurance.
And our mission here is not to read you a dense policy document. We want to pull out the most important, the most time-sensitive info so you can walk away feeling like you actually get it without all the jargon.
We're focusing on the surprising details, the actual dollar amounts, and some of the logistical changes that really define how these policies work now. And just for context, this organization also does things like vacant land insurance or guides insurance.
But our focus today is squarely on the hunting lease liability policy. So let's just dive right in with what I think is the most striking update. It's about seasonal policies.
Oh, it's a massive change. You have to remember how it used to work. The whole thing was built around this, like, traditional hunting calendar.
Right, so if you missed that August start date, you were what? Out of luck.
Pretty much. Or worse, you'd buy a policy in, say, October, but it was still technically an August policy, so you'd pay for a full year.
And only get 10 months of actual coverage. You were just losing money for no reason. If your premium was $600, you just watched $100 evaporate.
Exactly. You were just throwing money away for coverage you couldn't even use. That's why this is so fascinating. The solution they've put in place is simple, but really effective. They now offer a policy start date for the first of every single month.
That's a huge structural shift. It's moving away from that rigid seasonal model.
It is. It means you get a full year's worth of coverage no matter when you actually start your lease. If your club gets its act together in January, your policy starts January 1st, a full 12 months.
So right away, you're getting real value for your money. You're paying for exactly what you get.
Precisely.
Okay, so that timing issue is fixed. You get a full year. But what are you actually getting for that money? Let's pivot to, who's actually covered here.
Well, the policy is built for a club. So, first and foremost, it covers every single member of the hunt club.
That makes sense. But the landowner is always the big question mark, right? They're taking on a lot of risk just by letting people onto their property.
They are. And that's where this gets really good. The policy covers up to seven landowners.
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
And this is the key, at no additional cost. It just bundles them right in.
Why is that number seven so important? I mean, from a risk perspective.
Because landowners are so exposed to liability, even if they're completely hands-off. If someone gets hurt, you can bet the landowner's getting sued.
Right, they have the deepest pockets, theoretically.
By including them automatically, you're not just protecting them, you're making the whole lease agreement way more attractive. It makes the transaction so much cleaner for everyone.
Okay, so let's talk about the actual dollar amounts because that's what really matters when something goes wrong. What are the limits here?
The limits are pretty robust. You're looking at a $2 million aggregate limit.
And what does aggregate mean for someone who's not familiar?
That's the total amount the policy will pay out for all claims combined over the course of the year.
Okay, the total pot of money, and for any single incident.
For any one occurrence, it's a $1 million limit. So, one big catastrophic event, you're covered up to $1 million.
That distinction is so important. Can you give me a quick example of where that $2 million aggregate really comes into play?
Sure. So imagine you don't have one huge accident, but maybe three or four smaller ones during the year. A guest falls, someone gets hurt with a tree stand, a little property damage claim. Each of those draws from that $2 million total. Once that's gone, your coverage for the year is done.
Makes sense. It's not just about one big event. Now, what about issues within the club? People don't always get along.
Yeah, that's another vital piece. The policy explicitly includes member-to-member coverage. So if one club member accidentally injures another, that's covered.
And guests. Someone brings their friend out for the day.
They're covered too. It includes guest liability coverage, so any authorized visitors are also under that protective umbrella.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me, though. It's not just, a generic liability policy. It gets into the specifics of what people are actually doing out there.
Exactly. This is why you buy a specialty policy in the first place. A standard business or homeowner's policy will specifically exclude this kind of high-risk stuff.
So, what are the big ones the source material calls out?
Two huge ones. Liability that comes from tree stands.
Which are a massive source of accidents.
Massive. And also liability from ATVs, as long as they're being used for hunting purposes.
So why are those things normally not covered? What's the specific gap that this is filling for you?
Well, most personal policies exclude what they call business use, and a formal lease could look a lot like that to an insurer.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, tree stand accidents and ATV rollovers are just statistically very common and very severe. So general policies say, nope, too risky, and they write an exclusion for it.
So without this, if someone falls from a tree stand, the club could be facing a $1 million lawsuit with zero insurance to back them up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're closing a very specific and very dangerous gap. But it's not just about liability. The policy also addresses other kinds of damage.
Like property damage. What are the limits there?
Fire damage liability is covered up to $100,000.
Okay, so if a campfire gets out of control or something happens in a cabin.
Exactly. It provides a really solid layer of protection there.
And then I saw this other part, medical expenses, covered up to $5,000. That seems kind of small next to the $1 million liability limit. Why even have that?
This is one of the smartest, most tactical parts of the whole policy. You're right. It's not liability coverage. This is a no-fault goodwill payment.
What do you mean by no-fault?
It means it can pay for someone's immediate medical bills, like an ER visit for stitches, whether it was the club's fault or not. There's no legal battle over who's responsible.
It sounds almost like a legal speed bump.
That's the perfect way to put it. You pay a small bill quickly without admitting any fault. And it often stops a minor injury from escalating into a huge, expensive lawsuit. It's just smart, practical risk management.
That makes perfect sense. Use a little bit of money now to avoid a huge headache later.
That's what good insurance should do.
So let's switch to the practical side, the fine print. You decide you need this policy. How quickly do you get that proof of insurance in your hands? Because landowners are going to want to see that certificate immediately.
Yeah, they've really streamlined this. The source material is clear that the certificate gets emailed to everyone, the hunters, the landowners, within 24 hours.
As long as you buy it on a weekday.
Correct. Monday through Friday. And you get an instant email confirmation of the purchase right away. So you have proof of the transaction.
Yeah.
Plus, it's all uploaded to your account online so you can grab it anytime.
Okay, that's fast. But let's really get into the financial structure here. We have to talk about deductibles and refunds.
We do. And first, there's a huge positive. There is no deductible.
Zero.
Zero deductible. If there's a covered loss, the policy pays from $1. You don't have to pay a cent out of pocket before the insurance kicks in.
How common is that for this kind of specialty high-risk insurance?
It's a really significant benefit for the policyholder. Most liability policies will have a deductible, sometimes thousands of dollars.
Right.
But there is a trade-off.
And there it is. I was waiting for it. It must be the refund policy.
We got it. The source material states very clearly that the premiums are 100% earned.
Meaning what exactly?
Meaning, there is no prorated refund of your premium. If you cancel the policy halfway through the year, or even right after you buy it, you do not get your money back.
Wow. So what if your club loses its lease 3 months in? You're just out that whole annual premium.
You are. It's a critical point you have to understand before you buy. You are paying for a full year of coverage commitment,
yeah,
and that fee is non-refundable. It's a choice. You get the benefit of a zero deductible, but you take on the risk of a high, non-recoverable commitment.
That means the club really needs to have its ducks in a row before they click buy. And what if people have very specific questions about their situation?
The source does provide contact info. There's a phone number, 866-782-6330, and an email, info@huntinglease.org, for those direct questions.
Fantastic. Okay, let's quickly recap the heavy hitters for everyone listening. We've seen that the old, frustrating seasonal policy model is gone.
Right. The new monthly start dates mean you get a full 12 months of coverage for your money, period.
And you now know what that money buys. Big liability limits, $2 million aggregate, and $1 million per incident that cover not just your members, but up to 7 landowners, too.
Plus, that really specialized coverage for the things that actually happen out there. Tree stands and ATVs, and that clever $5,000 medical payment to stop small problems from becoming big ones.
But you also understand the financial trade-off. The zero deductible is great.
But the no refunds policy means you have to be absolutely certain before you commit.
So for a final provocative thought for you to chew on, building on this whole idea of timing, we talked about how great that shift away from seasonal policies is for you, the consumer, but flip it around. What might be the benefit for the insurance business itself to move to a monthly start date system?
Yeah, think about it from their side. Does spreading out policy start dates across the year stabilize their cash flow instead of getting one massive flood of money in August?
Or maybe it helps them manage their risk better. By spreading out the start dates, they're also spreading out the expiration and renewal dates, so they don't have this one massive crunch time for claims or renewals.
Exactly. It's a fascinating operational pivot when you think about how these complex financial products have to adapt not just to consumer needs, but to their own internal logistics.
Something to think about as you start planning for your next season.
Definitely.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. We hope you feel thoroughly informed and ready to tackle that paperwork with a bit more confidence.
Until next time, keep thinking critically about the information you consume.
And stay curious.